All right. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Are you ready for this?
Bonnet with all the frills upon it, you be the grand Fifth Avenue, the photographer will snap us, you'll find that you're in the roto gravure. I could write a sonnet about that Easter bonnet and about the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade. On the avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographer will snap her. You'll find that you're in the roto gravure. I could write a sonnet about that Easter bonnet and about the girl I'm taking to the Easter.
David Amram on the piano, Steve Goodman guitar and vocals.
Easter Parade, and the instrumental that followed it. I think we should call that clam juice.
Clam juice.
Clamato.
I only hit one bet, Steve. I only hit one wrong note.
That was the one that sounded like it was right, man.
Somebody told me.
This is these in here. It was missing links.
Somebody like told me that all I had to do... See, I haven't played the saxophone in like 15
great.
Years. And somebody told me all I had to do was... David, you would know about this. Was just play from the heart. And if I played from the heart, it didn't matter what notes I hit.
There's no wrong notes, there's only wrong intentions. And since you got the right intention, it sounded out of state.
Oh, man. I trust judicious editing will get us out of this. Is that what they say in show business? Nothing like sitting around WNEW on Sunday morning, ain't it, folks?
Which is nothing like what we're doing right now.
Songs. Run them together here for you. Little boy was eating an apple, and he went to throw the core away. And then he took another look, and somebody heard him say, I ain't gonna throw that away. I ain't gonna throw that away. There's a whole lot more apple on this core, and I ain't gonna throw it away. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her muckets and huckets. Along come a great big spider, and he put his foot right in the bucket. She said, I ain't gonna throw that away. I ain't gonna throw it away. I'll just have this jerk for my dessert, and I ain't gonna throw him away. Was a blind man eating in the county house, and he found a rat tail in his stew. He heard somebody shout, you better throw that out. He said, I'll be gosh darned if and I do. Oh, I ain't gonna throw that away. I ain't gonna throw that away. 'Cause when we eat, we get mighty little meat, and I ain't gonna throw that away. Once was a doctor, and his name was Peck. He fell into the well, and he broke his neck. Serves him right, he should have stayed at home and attended to the sick and left the well alone. He's long gone from Kentucky, long gone, must be lucky. Long gone, what I mean. Long gone Johnny from Bowling Green. Well, here's one for the Quality Quartz Motor Hotel in Indianapolis. Okay, we'll do that. This is called This Hotel Room. Segways, Vince. I learned this from listening to the radio. This hotel room has got a lot of stuff. It's got a laundry bag, it's got a shoe shine claw, 32 hangers, and a touch tone phone with a light that goes on when I'm not home. I'm not home. I'm not home. The light goes on when I'm not home. They got an air conditioner for when I'm hot. They got a radiator
for when I'm not. They've got two big chairs that sit side by side with a holy Bible and a TV guide. TV guide, TV guide. Great God Almighty, it's a TV guide. Got a second story view from curb to curb. A sign that says, please don't disturb. A monogram towel and a bucket of ice. They've got a chest of drawers and a mirror that lies. A mirror that lies, a mirror that lies. That can't be me in the gorilla disguise. Got a room service menu for food and drink. They've got a porcelain throne next to an aluminum sink. And two big pillows to rest my head. Magic fingers on a king-size bed. You just drop in the quarter and shut off the light. The magic fingers make you feel all right. Feel all right. Feel all right. The magic fingers make you feel all right. This old hotel is all right with me. They pay the postage if you lose the key. The hotel room has got some stuff, but I believe that I've had enough. I call my baby, said, don't you pout. I pack up my bag, I'm checking out. As soon as you hang up the telephone, just put a candle in the window. I'm coming home, I'm coming home, coming home. Put a candle in the window. I'm coming home, and I'm coming home. Put a candle in the window. I'm coming home.
Steve Goodman with David Amram and me, Vince Gelson, on an Easter Sunday morning. Let's take a break.
Well, I just may cut my saxophone out of.
No, man, that was good.
Oh, no, man.
I didn't hit one.
All right, I'll tell you what, man. I'll let you play Runaway if you play that saxophone.
Oh, great. Sounds great.
Oh, out of sight.
How did that Mama Don't Allow sound? Was that all right?
That was the best thing since sliced bread.
Is that okay?
Really?
That was
like
Amram that had the buzz. Sorry, that one lit up
the
room, man. You opened up everything in the house. That had to make the machine nuts in there when it heard all those new sounds for the first time.
New York City, 1959. A disc jockey named Alan Freed lit the fuse that ignited a nation.
Look, you can close the show. You can stop me. You're never gonna stop rock and roll, don't you know that?
Rock and roll is here to stay.
It was the beginning of an era. You should have been there. American Hot Wax, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
American Hot Wax is now playing at the Lowe's State One, Lowe's Orpheum, Reed's 34th Street East, and at a theater near you. This is WNEW FM in New York, part three of the Steve Goodman, Vince Gelsa Easter Sunday morning special.
Yellow roses in a pretty bouquet. When the postman brought them to the door, I didn't know what to say. But 18 yellow roses came to die. I opened up the card to see what it said. I couldn't believe my eyes at the words that I read. Though you belong to another, I love you anyway. And 18 yellow roses came today. I never doubted your love for a minute. I always thought that you could be true. But then this package and the roses in it, I guess there's nothing left for me to do but try to find the boy that's done this thing and ask if he's got plans to buy you a ring. 18 yellow roses will wither and die someday, but a father's love will never fade away.
I don't know. That's one of those songs
it's
that I don't.
Bobby Darin's.
Is it really? Because yeah. I thought I knew it from somewhere. Bobby Darin.
Yeah. This stuff's just in the air, Vin. You know. Once it goes out in the air, it can reach people in Chicago. That's how you know that it's all broken. Once they put it in the air, everybody can have it.
All right.
Amazing stuff.
It's in the air.
Yeah, I know. It's Bobby Darin stuff is out there.
Can you do you didn't splish splash? Wait, know. Wait a minute, hold it, Bobby Darin freak over there. Yeah. Can you do splish splash?
We'll find out, won't we? Splish splash. Well, we got to get a good key. C. How's C? All right. Splish splash. I was taking a bath long about Saturday night. Rubber dub, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, I put my feet on the floor, I wrapped a towel around me and I opened the door, and then a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. How was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splashing, rolling and a strolling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Flip-flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had the dancing bug. There was a lollipop with Peggy Sue. Good golly, Miss Molly was even there too. And then splish splash, I got up out the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Splashing, rolling and a strolling,
Well, now that you've done it, can you do Splish Splash?
I should have put some money on that. I made a big mistake. I didn't know I knew that song. I love that record.
Speaking of records, you've just gotten done producing a record for your friend John Prine that you're real excited about.
Yeah, that's a wonderful project. And there's a terrific body of work, a great amount of songs.
It has been a couple of years since John has recorded. Common Sense was, I guess, his last studio album, right? And that was, what, 3 years ago, I guess.
There you go, yeah.
So he's been building it up, huh?
I guess. This has got some stuff on it. A remarkable project. Good playing from all involved. A few, guest stars and aficionados. We recorded this in Chicago, you know. It's a terrific project. John played well. Recorded it at the Chicago Recording Company on Michigan Avenue. And several great local players in Chicago, Corky Siegel and...
Corky's on it.
Sid Sims and Tom Radke and John Burns, Jethro's son. They were the rhythm section. And Jim Rothermel from Jesse Colin Young's band played all the reeds. And Mike Utley, who plays with Chris Christopherson, came in and played some piano and organ for us. A guy named Howard Levy in Chicago played some organ. And Jackson Brown came in and sang on one tune, and Bonnie Kolak on one. And we
Great.
We spent 2 months in the tank with these songs and came up with a really interesting little record.
How did you feel producing the record? It's the first time working with another artist like that in that capacity, right? You've produced your own stuff at times.
Yeah, and a few small projects. I did a record that... Flying Fish is going to put out sometime this year with Martin Bogan and the Armstrongs. But it was, a one-day thing. We went in, and these guys are fabulous players. They sit down and they just play what they do. And we did that, and I did a little single with Malvina Reynolds once for the... When there was the judge in Madison, Wisconsin that let the guy off on the rape thing. Malvina wrote a song about that to... the tune of Johnny, I Hardly Knew You, or something like that. And she came to Chicago, and I put together a session for that. But working with John was the first project of this magnitude that I took on, and meaning the size of the project, a terrific body of work that had rendered itself unrecordable for some reasons, you know. And we were just good friends, so it was the only difficult part for me was separating our friendship from a professional relationship enough to... really do this. And John's a beautiful man, and it's a fabulous album. Yeah,
that can be a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
The making that separation. Yeah. So it should be out sometime soon, huh? It's being
I don't want to mastered. I don't want to say anything about it other than I'm very proud of John, and I'm sure that people who have been waiting for the record are going to enjoy it. And I'm positive that people who have no idea that John Prine's making a record, or that he even should be, we'll enjoy it. So I'm very happy about it. And now I'm supposed to play, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, out of sight. I don't know if I can remember the words of my own songs. It appears to be time to play City of New Orleans. This time of the evening has come. Just because I want to hear it. This song is called The City of New Orleans. I wrote this song in 1970, and all thanks to Arlo Guthrie for doing such a wonderful record of it. Riding on the City of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. Out on a southbound odyssey, the train pulls out of Kankakee and it rolls past the houses and farms and fields. Passing towns that have no name and freight yards full of old black men in the graveyards of the rusted automobiles.
singing good morning America, how are you? Don't you know me, I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. Dealing cards with the old men in the club car. Penny a point, ain't nobody keeping score. Pass that paper bag that holds that bottle. Feel the wheels grumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their daddy's magic carpet made of steam. Mothers with their babes asleep go rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they dream. Just a singing good morning America, how are you? Hey, don't you know me, I'm your native son. I'm the train they call a city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. City of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, roll into the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings that song again. Its passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues. Just a singing good night, America, how are you? Hey, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call a city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. Just a saying good night, America, how are you? Hey, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone a long, long time when day is done.
Steve Goodman with David Amram on a dozen or so percussion and woodwind instruments.
Half of them in that song alone. Amazing.
For what has been the third annual.
Then
good
thank you
Lord,
for having
man.
Us up here. This
thank
is a treat.
Thank you so much
man.
For coming.
Thank you very much for letting us air out up here. and bless David Amram from your own New York City here now, folks, who's, you know, world-class composer and performing artist and ambassador of music who came and gave us all of this morning.
And I have to say to you guys, thanks for letting me play my saxophone along with you. As crazy and as bad as it was, what a trip and a pleasure for me to be playing with two of my best loved musicians, David
Amram. You
want to
load the amps and drive
Steve
the
Goodman.
Station wagon, you can have the gig.
All right. Listen, keep the tape rolling. And, oh wait, you can stop the tape for a minute. I gotta do like a credit thing, so let me get some names in here, and then we'll do like an instrumental. ¶¶ listening to the third annual Steve Goodman Vin Scalza Easter Sunday special, recorded live and quite spontaneously at the Hit Factory here in New York on March 22nd. Our engineer was Ted Spencer, assistant engineer Doug Jeffries. Thank you, gentlemen. Producer and rather poor but enthusiastic saxophone player, yours truly, Vin Scalza. Thanks to Mitch Canner and Ralph Ebler over at Elektra Records for their cooperation and assistance, and a real special tip of the hat to the multifaceted David Amram for flitting about.